Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On Wednesday, October 28th, the United States Department of Justice charged 8 individuals with conspiring to act in the United States as illegal agents of the People's Republic of China, or PRC. The defendants allegedly surveilled, stalked, harassed, and blackmailed U.S. residents as part of a global effort known as Operation Fox Hunt to try to coerce these individuals to return to the PRC. 5 of the defendants have been arrested in the United States. 3 remain at large. With these charges, said Assistant Attorney General for National Security John Demers, we have turned the PRC's Operation Fox Hunt on its head. The hunters have become the hunted, the pursuers the pursued. Federal Bureau of Investigation, or FBI Director Christopher Wray, explained in a press conference what happens to Fox Hunt targets who refuse to return to China.
Their family members, both here in the United States and in China, have been threatened and coerced, and those back in China have even been arrested for leverage. These are not the actions we would expect from a responsible nation state. Instead, they're more like something we would expect from an organized criminal syndicate.
Fox Hunt is a global and extra-legal repatriation effort conducted at the direction and under the control of PRC government officials. The PRC's tactics include surveillance and intimidation, and the defendants are alleged to have engaged in clandestine and illegal conduct to force individuals who the PRC claims have committed economic or other crime to return to China. The United States' actions are not targeted at the Chinese people or with Chinese Americans, stressed FBI Director Wray. Our concern is with criminal acts committed at the behest of the Chinese government and the Chinese Communist Party. The FBI and its partners throughout the U.S. government will hold the PRC government accountable and protect U.S. residents from these reprehensible activities within U.S. borders.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.